Under our regular order of business, our first case under advisement is case number 10,140, and it's a variance from the maximum fence height requirement, and we're looking at a 27.5-foot height for 2.5 feet. Okay, we had several oppositions, but I do believe that the applicant addressed those.
Seems to be some controversy as to who agrees and who doesn't.
Aye.
If I was the neighbor, I guess I'd be concerned about access to the well, but that's not of our concern.
That's true. That's what I started on that, and then I backed up.
Fence could be 3.5 feet high.
Yeah.
Still would, you know.
You still have, you need access, but that's really.
Yep.
But I have no problem with that, but I've seen of it myself.
Put up 4 years ago, too. Wasn't it?
I'm sorry?
It's put up 4 years ago.
Yeah, it's been up 4 years ago.
Of course,
they said he came up and complained because it was a foot too close, but you put a foot fence up on the line.
But if for 3 years running, they came over and complained about it, wouldn't somebody go out and check it before now?
They wouldn't do that. They wouldn't go out and check it unless they had a permit. You know, there's so many fences up around, you just don't ride around looking for a fence and say, geez.
No, but I'm saying the opposition said they came in many times over the last 3 years to complain,
right.
And nothing was ever done.
You'd have been out there.
I would think that
certainly about the fence, they said.
Yeah.
I don't see that getting biased. I really don't.
No, I never. I mean, usually when something's reported to the office,
to a complaint. If not, we constantly they'll go further. They'll go, maybe to the county administrator or something. If they're not getting any action or something, somewhere along the line, someone would contact us.
If they'd said once they came in and complained about it and nothing was done, I might be able to. I mean, things get overlooked, but they said several times they came. I mean, I find it hard to believe that
they could possibly have sent a violation out to them, and somewhere in the mix of violation got.
Because didn't we just have one at our last meeting where that the gentleman came in about the fence and was trying to pull the paper driveway and the fence that they complained on that. They came in and the office went out and certainly looked in that one,
yeah.
So. One time I could understand, but they said three
times.
I'm
not saying it couldn't happen.
No,
I mean, given that, a testimony was weak to me.
Yeah, it was to me, too. I feel so. Mr. Whitman, how do you feel?
I'm all right with it.
Okay, Mr. Hudson? If you're all right, I'm okay with it. Okay, well, if there's no further discussion from the board, and if we're ready to vote, I'll entertain a motion then. On case number 10,140.
Somebody else's turn.
Make them.
Mr. Chairman, case of 10,140. I believe it is a minimum variance to afford relief. I don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It's been there 4 years. I think it will enable reasonable use of that size property, the type of pets that he keeps in the fence. Therefore, I make a motion we approve case number 10,140.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills. That we approve case number 10,140. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. The case is approved.